Division and rezoning at 1916, 1918, and 1920 St. Mary's Road under file DASZ 38 of 2013. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will be also heard at the same time, namely, item 3 is a variance at 1916, 1918, and 1920 St. Mary's Road under file DAV 163360 of 2013D.
Okay, we've got a number of people here in support and another number of people here in opposition. So we'll go through our process. Just for everybody's information, when we do have a formal process here, a quasi-judicial process, but for the most part, we're trying to extract information so we can make an informed decision. So what we ask, if there is a representative of a group of people, it's easier if one person speaks, but we always give everybody the opportunity to come down and speak. We just request that if something's been said, we make notes of it, as does the planner. And so we usually pick up on what the major issues are. So we're looking for new information as people come down, and it just helps to move the process along so we're not here till 2 o'clock in the morning like they do in some other community committees. But hopefully we'll get some good information. We'll be able to make an informed decision. John, you can make your presentation.
Yes, and I'll be brief. I understand I'm addressing my comments to the committee this evening, though I understand there's members of the audience, and we hope to cover off some of their questions when we come back later on, because I do believe we do get a chance for rebuttal. So if there's something that we missed now, we'll try to address in a wrap-up. It's not an omission. We're trying to be brief, give some information to the committee, but we'll address any concerns in our wrap-up. We've been working on this project for 2 years.
John, you're presenting together?
Yeah.
Can you just identify everybody that's with you then?
Jeroen Walter from Studio Walter and Walter Development, or Walter International, and Daniel McGivens from the same firm.
Okay.
I'm the applicant on behalf of Walter International. We've been working on this project for about 2 years, having it conceived. We put a commitment into this project. They've invested already a significant amount of money to help stabilize the bank over last winter to reach us a point before we even made our application this past July. We've had a lot of discussion and dialogue with the planning department over the last several months about this project, discussing various things, designs, etc. As part of the application process, we were asked to submit drawings and designs for a building. It was reviewed, analyzed. There are some issues that were coming up regarding plan examination and the planning department. We agree. We understand the planning department's recommending that we only create one lot instead of five lots. We're comfortable with that right now. Our goal was, when we were looking at doing five lots, was to have different buildings on different lots for financial purposes, usually for an instrument to be registered against a land title. We're comfortable with the planning department's recommendation to have only one lot. We've had a lot of discussions with them. We understand, consequently, that all the variances that we've applied for no longer need to be applied for, because a lot of them had to do with substandard yards from buildings to new lot lines because of the configuration of the lot in relation to the building. So we don't need any of the variances that we originally submitted or applied for or were requested of us. We're supportive of the planning department's recommendation. They're recommending a positive approval to rezone these lands, just one lot to multifamily large and one lot to parks and recreation, basically an open passive park. The open passive park is along the north side of the site, acting as a buffer between our lands and to the single family dwellings to the north and along the riverbank. We're looking to continue on a pathway along that parkland, along the riverbank. My understanding is the planning department in the city of Winnipeg has a goal of extending that pathway further south to parkland along that area. We're very much looking to facilitate and enable that. Not only does that help open up the parkland and the banks to the public, but once again, it acts as a good significant buffer to the residents to the north. We understand in the conversations with the planning department, and we're acceptable of it, that we're actually providing more than the normal amount of land dedication for park. We understand that and we accept that. Our goal here is to protect as much of the existing trees on the site, which is to the north, and as well as the riverbank. The planning department does have some concerns about heights of buildings. I'll let Yaron get more into that, but at this time We were asked to submit a design of a building. We withdrew it. It's not functional in terms of what we submitted. We understand there's some ideas that we'd like to put into it, but we have no concrete ideas, no designs, nothing substantial. Anything that we come back for in the future, we can do as a short-form subdivision, create lots if we want it, to with one building per lot. And if we need variances, though we're trying to avoid as many variances as possible, it would come back to this community committee after adequate notification. But the only variances we'd be seeking would be substandard yards, which would be internal yards, nothing to the north or not much to the south, maybe to the front yard or to the west against the riverbank. But we're not looking to have substandard parking. We are not looking to have substandard visitor parking. We're not looking to have anything to do with parking. We intend to provide more than enough and sufficient parking on our site. I'll turn it over to Yaron to get more into this, some of the details.
John, before you leave, can you just tell me, as far as flow, traffic flow to and from the site, it's all to St. Mary's?
All to St. Mary's. We are not directing any traffic onto any private road or anywhere. It's going to be in and off of St. Mary's, and we'll align our ingress, egress to the standards that Public Works is requesting of us, as well as to facilitate fire protection equipment to go into and out of the site. We're not connecting to the private road, or sorry, the public road to the north across the parkland at all.
Okay.
Question to the admin before you get going. I guess I read the report wrong. The body of the report says four lots. The picture says three lots. It's all just one lot now? And
yeah, correct. The recommended schedule is on page 21 of the report. So what was advertised was for the four lots plus the parkland.
Right.
And what we're recommending is the one lot plus the parkland.
Okay.
Which is, it'll be scheduled B in the report, page 21.
Page.
You've got the zoning thing, looks like four lots, Dan, but yeah, it's actually five lots when you consider the PR park, land doesn't show as a land, as a lot.
Yeah.
And they were doing that, I believe, because if you phase it, then you don't have to tie the value of this land to that building, is the way.
I think that's why that was happening. I've had one like that before.
Okay.
Okay, you're on.
Yaron Walter, I am here.
Pardon me?
Yeah, actually, Daniel will hand out some drawings here, just outlining what we're talking about here right now. I'll try to keep it very brief. I was originally a developer, and with the unfortunate passing of my father as of recently, I'm now the lead designer as well. So, hence, we're trying to untwist this and unscramble this project a little bit more and make it a little more simple going forward. Ernie had very creative ideas, but they quite often push things to the limit a little too much right now. It's great for me to learn, but now we got to be realistic and make some money at this.
And you have our condolences.
Thank you very much. Rather than reiterate everything that John talked about there, for the most part here, we are just going to be withdrawing our application for the variances themselves and any of the internal lots. We just want to have the one big lot at this point, zoned to the RMFL, as well as just, I guess, set in stone where the public reserve is going to be at this point as the buffer. I guess by doing this, I guess with the help of planning and with the neighbors at this point, I want to develop a plan that's going to address everyone's concerns a little more. We were having a series of different height buildings that were going to be casting shadows at different height, at different areas of the lot. Some of them were going to negatively affect some of the river gate homes. Some of them were not. It was sort of a random design, we'll say. I'd like to get something a little more set in stone that really addresses the neighbors' concerns at this point, which the only concern I can really come up with at this point, other than maybe overflow parking, which we will be handling on site, would be shadowing of the homes themselves. I believe there's seven homes there.